tomorrow could be a crucial night in the future of Speedway in the city of Birmingham, that the Brummies have been back in action at Perry Bar since May, but to begin with, they were still operating under the strict COVID restrictions, including limiting attendances, so it meant heavy financial losses. And although those restrictions have been lifted, the Brummies are saying tomorrow night's home meeting against Kent is make or break for the future. Let's go and get a word with Lee Kilby, who's the Brummies' commercial manager. Lee, thanks for being on the show.
No, thanks for having me on. Thank
it's
you.
It's OK. It's been a very difficult year for a lot of sports organisations and sports clubs. So just exactly what is the situation in the Brummies? How desperate is it now?
Yeah, it's been incredibly difficult. It's one of those that we went into this year a little bit in the unknown. The sport as a whole wasn't sure, and then the sport as you know, collectively, we said, right, let's get stuck in, let's get this entertainment back on for people. We knew we'd have restrictions, we knew it would be under tight, strict controls, and they just proved incredibly crippling, to be honest, for ourselves and many other clubs. You know, we're not the only one at Birmingham in this position. Other clubs are feeling that pinch as well. And sadly, you know, you employ 7 Speedway riders, so you know you're giving those guys jobs, and you have people that work in and around the stadium for you, and so you want to get your racing on and keep going for those guys as much as anything else. And when you've got a fan base that turn up to support, and it's their all and everything, you know, I've been in Speedway all my life and I love it, and it's what makes you tick from Monday to Friday. You get Speedway on the Wednesday, and so we're in a position now where we just really, really need the crowds to come back. The restrictions have now been lifted. We fully understand why some people didn't come out during the lockdown control, the controls after lockdown, and we're fully understanding that we really are. But now that they've lifted, we really, really dearly would love to see as many people come back to support the Brummies tomorrow, so that we can financially stabilise here and now and kick on for the rest of the year and safeguard the club's future.
Yeah, it's quite difficult when you're operating under COVID restrictions and people got to book tickets and can't just turn up on the gate to pay, then that makes it quite tricky. But now, of course, they can, and you're doing quite a few things to attract the fans back tomorrow, I gather.
Yeah, it's a game changer having people able to pay cash again, like you say. It's a complete change to the Speedway world, not just our club, many clubs. You know, is cash payment pretty much. You have a few online sales, but the majority is people having the freedom to, you know, watch weather forecasts and decide on the day whether they can get to the Speedway or not. That's been the way it's always been with Speedway, because we are so weather dependent. But so people can now come back up to the turnstiles and pay their money to get in, buy their program as they did before. That's the excellent side of it that we're happy to say. And tomorrow we just want to fully engage with fans again. You know, it's the opportunity to get around the riders in the pit area. We've got Brummy Bear, our mascot, is allowed out to play again. He's been under strict control for a while. He'll be there. So any children coming, we'll have some activities at the beginning, during the interval, and it will just be what everybody's been missing, that full-on engagement, interaction, and the racing on track. The last couple of meetings we've had at Perry Bar have been fantastic, and we expect no different tomorrow as we welcome the Kent Kings.
Yeah, best day of the week weather-wise, looking at the forecast as well, and tricky and difficult for the riders to come through all this.
Most definitely. You know, the Speedway riders are self-employed, so they bounce around, most of them from country to country or from league to league. It's unlike football, where Speedway riders can race in for numerous teams in numerous divisions and countries around the world. That's proved incredibly difficult. As an example, we've got Paco Castagna, former Italian champion. He's over in Italy racing, then he'll be in France, then he'll be over in the UK. So everybody's just finding that little bit of normal again, which is just brilliant. And we sincerely hope that the fans can find that little bit of normal and come out tomorrow. Like I say, the gates will open at 6. The racing starts at 7:30. We've got parking on site. They can park at the one-stop shopping centre just down the road as well from 6:00. So there's lots of opportunities to park, get close, get convenient, get back to Perry Bar, get behind the Brummies and really give Peter and David Mason the promoters there, the support that, you know, they deserve, because they put so much into that club and Lawrence Rogers, the team manager as well. So it's a bit of a plea from me, but you know, we've had over 1,000 people at Perry Bar in my time working with the club. So it shows that the support base is there, and you know, they're fantastic supporters, the Brummies. So fingers crossed tomorrow is going to be an excellent one for all concerned at the club.
Lee, thanks for joining us. Good luck with it tomorrow. Lee Kilby, who's the Brummies commercial manager.